12 o'clock straight up, Gresham Fourier. It is Tuesday, and that means it is time to talk to our friend Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston. He's covered the Patriots forever. He is brought to us by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Tommy joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Tommy, good afternoon.
Hello, boys. How's everything?
Oh, look at what a pleasant attitude. You must not be getting on a plane to go to Germany soon.
No, I will not be going. I'm a studio guy, full-time studio guy.
There you go.
Well, yeah, I know you went to Dr. Matthew Lopresti and got all the lettuce the way Fourier did. However, if you were running the Patriots right now, Tommy, would all of that beautiful hair fall out?
I'd be pulling at it. I would be pulling at it. And I think a lot of fans and observers and people who follow the team, even though they're not running the team, are probably pulling at theirs too, because this is a fraught situation, I think, that we're looking at. People are very invested in this team, in the personalities, in Bill Belichick. And while people, I think, might be mad at the state of the team, I think we're entering a really, you know, bittersweet period for former players like Christian, people who've covered the team every minute of Bill's tenure here, people who've enjoyed everything, and it's kind of tough to watch, and there's an inevitability that seems to be creeping in here.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, Gresh and I have been doing this 20-year look back, you know, every Thursday at 12:20, and we just booked another guest for that episode, and it is kind of weird talking to these guys, thinking about how the things used to be and how they are now. It's just, it's a weird situation. But so during our break, I just ran back. I saw Ryan Garvin, our afternoon producer, and he's like, oh, there's a situation. Something's going on. I feel like Adrian Clem is going to get fired. He's like, he's late for his, he missed his interview, and Bill O'Brien is late. Do you see anything, hear anything, or know anything that looks like somebody's about to kind of lose their job? Have any clues to what's going on over there?
Yeah, I think there's somebody who's going to lose their job. but I don't think it'll
today.
Be those guys.
Today.
No, I don't.
And
no.
So
they're flying to Germany. They're not going to be poop canning people on their way to Germany. This is what they are. You know, I don't think there's going to be any scapegoating going on.
And not midseason.
No, okay,
but I asked you that question, then you kind of like, oh, someone's going to lose their job. This kind of makes me go to the Bill route.
Well,
I'm just saying
there's an inevitability, I think, to the fact that there's almost certainly going to be a new broom sweeps clean with the organization and with Bill.
Whoa.
Certainly feels that way.
Explain that a little more. Broom sweep, like cleaning house. Everybody's gone. Scouting department gone. Coaches gone.
I'm not saying that. I didn't say that.
I'm saying that.
I mean, I'm kind of speaking off the cuff, so I don't want it to turn into Tom Curran says new broom sweeps clean, scouting department, all assistant coaches.
But you have a feeling. Is your gut telling me is that's the road that they're headed down?
No. I think that the head coach over the next 8 weeks will probably head towards the end of his tenure as the Patriots head coach. Okay, what it looks like 8 weeks from now, whether or not Gerard Mayo is ascending, whether or not Matt Gross stays in his position, whether or not Bill Belichick agrees to stay in some kind of a football overlord situation or seeks another opportunity. I don't know any of that. So when I say new broom sweeps clean, again, that was an off-the-cuff remark. I'm not saying that I think that they're going to go through a massive overhaul, but I wouldn't rule that out either, given the state of the team and the product that we're looking at right now.
Yeah, and I think for some, and I brought this up, that if you're among the fans that are like, Bill's the problem. Okay, so if you remove Bill, you have an organization full of people who all grew up under the Bill Belichick way. And I think that's one of those where is the discussion, are Bill's ways broken? Therefore, you wouldn't want any of those people left behind and the whole truly starting new with a different philosophy. And I think that's where some people have kind of been getting their working their way into the fruity whip headache. And I admit, Tommy, I'm one of them, because if you're screaming Bill's, if not you, but the royal you, if people are screaming that Bill's ways are bad, then why would you want people left behind kind of connected to him? Which I think is why there was that reaction.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I do understand that, and I shouldn't, you know, I shouldn't joke about an inevitability or say, well, somebody's going to lose their, you know, I really, you know, because I do mean it. It does suck on a lot of levels to watch this unfold. So I really ought not joke about it, nor be cavalier with saying new broom sweeps clean, because then it becomes, you know, given that I have some knowledge of what's going on, I don't want it to be intimating that something's going to happen that I don't know specifically. What I do believe to be the case is this. Bill Belichick signing a new contract this past off season, which my understanding is it's for this year and next. I believe the Patriots and Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft and everybody involved felt that, okay, he'll be here through the end of that. Then we'll see what happens. There was great optimism from ownership. Bill had great optimism. The team had great optimism. It's obviously gone south faster than anyone thought. So now you have to reconfigure, okay, well, he's not going to make it to the end of 2024, and the product is so bad, how do we author what we're going to go forward with here? Do we have the people in-house that we want to set the course for the rest of the decade? Or is what we're looking at so non-competitive, so difficult to watch because it's so offensively behind the times that we need to do something more drastic? So I am sure that they are processing now the dismount, if there is to be one, how the next 8 weeks look, and then where they're going to go. And then where they're going to go has to start January 8th because the season ends January 7th. So you got 2 months from today, the season ends, and you have to start charting a course.
Talking to Tom E. Curran, who is not saying that they're going to clean sweep the whole coaching staff. I want to make sure everybody knows that is not what you're saying.
You have a very you got a very active social media crew there at WEEI.
Oh, I know. We've lost some friends along the way because of our social media, but they're the best.
And some lip readers have done a decent job of putting stuff up there as well.
And I was going to ask you about that because Gresh posted this this video that Fox took of the owner's booth, and it showed Jonathan and Robert Kraft in there. And I think you had mentioned this doing your own post-game show with NBC. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm paraphrasing now because they were going back and forth, looking at their phone, and then Jonathan said, "We're just not good enough."
Yep.
What did you take? What do you take from that, like, little clip?
It's an outward, and I do believe they said, "We're just not good enough." I believe it's the first indication outwardly of what they're thinking privately. And I don't think that. I think that's what the news, that's what I take away from it. It's not revealing that they're noticing after 30 plus years of ownership that they know what they're looking at. They know what they're looking at. We just saw them articulate what they're looking at. So I don't know if that feels, I don't think they feel any differently. I don't think Jonathan felt any differently prior to the game or Robert than they did when he uttered those words. They all know they're not good enough. Well, what do they do about it? What's their plan going forward, I think, is what will be interesting.
See, when I look at it, I'm like, I feel the same way you do, but I wonder if that gets worse and their you know, patience is less and their willingness to tolerate it doesn't exist anymore, right? Because you still have,
mm-hmm, yep.
I just feel like if that's what we're seeing now, and I believe it is going to get worse, what does it look like 4 weeks from now, maybe when they play Kansas City, and then Kansas City goes all over the place on them?
Yeah, they have 8 games to negotiate that are going to be meaningless, completely meaningless. They're going to have a lame duck quarterback, perhaps. They may be looking at what they consider to be a lame duck coach if they are deciding to move on. Bill might understand the leanings that they have. Again, unless they start just ripping teams, brand new ones every single week, which I don't think is about to happen. But if things stay on the way they are, they're entering absolutely unprecedented territory for them in their ownership. They've had losing seasons before, but those were teams that were rebuilding, whether it be with Parcells or Pete Carroll trying to stay afloat and getting fired after an 8-8 season, or with a 5-11 season in 2000. There was hope there. This is just straight Sunday is a game, but it doesn't matter. So how long can Robert, Jonathan, Bill, the players go through the motions? Can there remain a level of dignity so that this ends, if it is indeed going to end, in a way that is mutually beneficial? Does one side or the other say, you know what, kind of enough's enough here? Should we give up the ghost and just wrap it? So how does it all play out? Does Bill become defensive? Does Bill become bitter? Does Robert become bitter if Bill becomes bitter? I mean, there's a lot to process, and you have an 80-year-old and a 70-year-old who are very accomplished and might not be given to keeping their lips buttoned when they get frustrated with the other. So we'll see how it goes. I could not predict it.
Yeah, and I think, isn't that the real sort of big question, is how much does the emotion of Robert Kraft, the owner, play into how the decision is handled?
Yes. You don't want to have a situation where you feel like you're a persona non grata at Bill Belichick's Hall of Fame induction in 5, 6, or 7 years.
Exactly.
You don't want to feel as if he won't come back for the very well-deserved red jacket ceremony and the naming of the field or whatever else should be named after Bill around this area. You know, whether it's Patriot Place, Bill Belichick Way, you know, the stadium, whatever. You need to be able to maintain, despite this fraught period right now that has gone sideways, a respect for what's gone on for the 23 years in total.
Tommy, quickly, I know there were the thoughts that the new Washington owner, Josh Harris, might have googly eyes for Bill Belichick. Does the loss change anything? Because I see the problems that Washington has as more complex within their organization and in their community than just on the field.
I have not really been a subscriber to the idea that a lot of teams are going to be interested in Bill Belichick to come in as their football overlord. I've said every time all it takes is one, but I just don't think I see the appeal for Bill Belichick other than asses and seats. So I can't imagine Josh Harris looked at Bill Belichick and looked at Ron Rivera and said, I want that guy on Sunday. It was a less disciplined, less entertaining, and less potent performance at home against a team that was holding a fire sale 4 days earlier. I don't think that Bill is going to be the hot commodity that people envisioned him being.
Okay. Yeah, because their issues are business-wise down there, too. Like, they have poop flowing out of pipes in their stadium onto other humans.
Right.
And they need to get they need some credibility in the organization, which is kind of the road that I'm going down on that. Tommy, thank you, friend. We appreciate it. And Jones and Mega will talk to Tommy at 3:30 on Thursday. We'll see you, friend. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.